This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You chose to hit play on this podcast today. Smart choice. Progressive loves to help people make smart choices. That's why they offer a tool called Auto Quote Explorer that allows you to compare your Progressive car insurance quote with rates from other companies. So you save time on the research and can enjoy savings when you choose the best rate for you. Give it a try after this episode at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This message is brought to you by Abercrombie & Fitch. I've been ready for summer for a while, and now it's finally time for summer outfits. With a trip coming up, the A&F Vacation Shop has me covered. Abercrombie really knows how to do a lightweight outfit. Their tees, sweater polos, and linen blend shorts never miss. I wear Abercrombie denim year-round. Their shorts are no different and have the comfort I need for summer. Prep for your next trip with the A&F Vacation Shop. Get their newest arrivals in-store, online, and in the app.
Play ball! Shohei Ohtani is on a big league bump. He's into his lineup.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Talking about Ohtani's first start as a Dodger, you mentioned just one or two innings?
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
This is the Dodgers' way of just getting them out there.
The Rich Eisen Show.
The Padres do get one in his Dodger pitching debut.
Earlier on the show, from ABC Shark Tank and four-time New York Times bestseller, Damon John, ESPN NBA reporter Dave McMenamin. Coming up, U.S. Open champion J.J. Spahn. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air right here on the Roku Sports Channel. This Rich Eisen Show terrestrial radio affiliate on the Infinity Sports Network, smart enough to have a Sirius XM channel 375, Odyssey, and more. Fun first 2 hours already. Dave McMenamin of ESPN, Damon John of Shark Tank in hour number one. If you missed any of that, there's our podcast, all 3 hours available through the Cumulus Podcast Network. There's also our YouTube channel, over 943,000 subscribers and growing every single day. We greatly appreciate your viewership, your listenership, your patronage, your friendship. We don't take it for granted. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. We've got lots to talk about. New York Giants are speaking en masse. The head coach, the quarterbacks, Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston. Lots to talk about with them. But joining us here, thrilled to meet and congratulate in person the United States Open champion, fresh back from Oakmont, J.J. Spahn. Good to see you, yeah. J.J. How are you?
Great. Thank you guys very much.
Is that the hardware behind your left shoulder right there?
Yep. Huh? That's it. Glory.
What is it, JJ? What did you call?
The glory. All of glory, I guess. Sorry. Glory. I don't know.
Yes. No, I don't know. No. I mean, it could be like, I mean, if you're a Lord of the Rings fan, like the precious, that's the precious right there over here.
Yeah, there you go.
That's precious. It, right? That's yeah. Congratulations, man. I was saying on this show, you know, your story is why we watch sports. What is going through your mind when you see, as you say, the glory, the precious behind you there and all the hard work, you know, that you've put into it, JJ?
Yeah, it just means that what a journey I've been on to get to this point in my career. I never really knew how far this game could take me. You obviously have dreams and aspirations, but to eventually, you know, finish one off and not only just win on the PGA Tour, but to win a major championship. It's beyond my wildest dreams, honestly. And it's still hard to think that this is real life.
And, who were you thinking about, once that putt sank and you just, you saw that thing go in 64 feet and after you're celebrating, what'd you think about, JJ?
I was just so engulfed in emotion. I just wanted to be, next to my family, my girls, my wife. They embraced me with big hugs. And, it was just kind of everything you imagine to how everything could have unfolded perfectly with that finish, and to kind of put an exclamation point on it with that 64-foot putt was an amazing experience and something I'll remember for the rest of my life.
Let's talk about your kids because, you know, interestingly enough, you know, you win this on Father's Day. And, you know, we all know when you get kids, the most important job isn't what you do for a living. It is being the dad. Mm-hmm. And so walk me through how your day started, JJ, on that Sunday, please.
Yeah. Woke up to what sounded like a ton of gagging and crying from a 2-year-old little girl. Unfortunately, she caught some sort of stomach bug or maybe food poisoning at the daycare that week, and you know, couldn't hold down water, couldn't hold down anything to, you know, settle her stomach. So my wife, you know, originally got up with her at 3 a.m and you know, she woke me up, said Violet can't, you know, keep anything down, she's got, you know, puke all up in her pack and play, and you know, we're trying to get extra towels from one room to the other to kind of help her clean herself up. But yeah, I tried to find a CVS, you know, that morning around 3:30 a.m. and you know, get her what she needed. And you know, I did the best I could. You know, Pedialyte and saltine crackers are kind of,
yeah,
you know, the ingredients for a 2-year-old. You can't really give them any sort of medication, but she had to rough it out. But it was definitely a crazy morning to a pretty crazy Sunday.
Well, you know what, JJ, I've been there, you know, dads, moms, we've all been there. Although didn't have to wrestle with Oakmont later on, in the day as you did. But so you were in an actual, pharmacy in your area nearby at 3:30 in the morning of the day of the final round of the US Open. That happened for you?
No, I got out into the there's like a convenience store in the Westin there, and
yes,
they had stuff and it was closed, but the CVS that was 24 hours,
yes,
it was literally 3.8 miles away, and I double checked to make sure it was open 24 hours, and it wasn't. So unfortunately, I didn't go till about 7 a.m. But like, it was crazy how I had to just, I went through, just my dad instincts kicked in, and I was like, I'll do whatever it takes to get something to this girl right away. But yeah, it was an insane morning.
So wow. Did you go back to sleep? Did you get any sleep?
Yeah, I went back to sleep for a couple hours. So then my 5-year-old jumped in bed while the other one was puking her brains out in the other room. The 5-year-old came and slept with me and was kicking me in the back all night long too, all morning. But you know, it's fine. I mean, they're my kids. They're old. I'm used to it. And you know, sometimes, you know, you got to be a dad first before a golfer. And you know, I ended up, you know, making it out all right.
Yeah, yeah, you did. And that's just going to add to the story, right? Later on, when you know your kids. Obviously, you know, your 5-year-old might one day have a recollection of being there at Oakmont, you know, right? Like some, yeah, some memories. Your 2-year-old clearly won't. But this is part of the, you know, I mean, the fact that you were there for them, gathered yourself, and then played one of the toughest courses in the history of the sport on one of the toughest days and setups, right? And got through even a front nine of 40. What were you thinking making the turn on Sunday, JJ?
Well, fortunately, they had some weather come in right before I teed off on number 9.
Right.
And that was kind of the key moment where, you know, my caddy and I looked at each other when that horn went off to stop play, that this is exactly what we needed. Kind of a little pause in this, you know, lull of, you know, bad play where things were not going my way. I mean, because it's not like I was playing too terribly. I was getting a few bad breaks, a couple bad bounces that kind of ended up turning into bogeys. But yeah, we used that reset to kind of my advantage where, you know, we went inside, took an hour for everything to blow over. And I just went back out with a different attitude and just knew like, okay, I feel like I'm going to feel like a new guy, going to forget what happened those first 9 holes and come back out firing. And, you know, I ended up doing that.
Do you know how many feet of putts you rolled into the final 7 holes? Did you hear that number, JJ? Do you know?
Yeah, roughly 130 something.
136. 136 feet of putts. Did the hole look particularly large to you over the last few holes?
No. No, I just think it was just meant to be. Like, everything was just going in. You know, like, no matter if it felt like it was supposed to go in or not, like, they were just going in. Like, you couldn't stop it from happening. You know, and it wasn't really like a confidence thing. Like, I know I'm going to make it. I mean, yes, I was trying to make it, but it seemed like I just couldn't miss no matter how hard I tried.
Well, and again, listen, you know, dad first, family first, I get it. But, you know, when you hit the stick on two, right, you hit the stick on two and it flew practically miles away. Were you sitting there thinking, man, so, you know, one kid's sick, the other one gets into bed, you know, I'm loving that I'm there for them as a dad and whatever, but, you know, this is the United States Open here, and this may not be my day. Did that go through your head at all, JJ?
Yeah, totally. It's tough when you execute exactly how you want to, and then you hit the shot exactly how you plan to, and it takes a bounce like that. And that hole was literally a two-shot swing. I thought it would have been a pretty close birdie chance had it not hit the flag. Instead, it hits it and goes literally 53 yards away from the hole. That's what we calculated our distance for my third shot. So I went from probably a tap in to maybe, if I was extremely lucky, to make it to 53 yards away, and, you know, I ended up making a bogey instead of a birdie or better. But for a while there, the first few holes, I was thinking, how am I ever going to make a darn par? But it's just, that's the test the US Open puts you through. Everyone goes through it. It's just a matter of what point in the tournament you go through that and how you respond and not react.
Man, a few minutes left with JJ Spaun, US Open champion, a couple days after winning it all on quite the Father's Day. JJ, we have a game here called Celebrity True or False that we play usually with actors, actresses, and things of that nature, based on stuff that we've read to see what's true or what's not. So much has come out about you in the last 48 hours. I'd love to see if I could do that with you right here on the program. And we've got the animation, we've got the production value. Just because he's a player doesn't mean we don't do it. Hit it. Go ahead, roll it.
Let's do it.
Celebrity true or false?
You can't handle the truth.
All right, there we go.
All right.
Do you like that one, JJ? That's all right. Okay, thank you.
Beautiful.
Appreciate it. That's our precious right there. True or false? Your mom asked doctors when she was 8 months pregnant with you if she could still play golf, and they approved so she could play exercise playing rounds. Is that true, JJ?
What do you think? I'm answering.
Okay. Yes, you're answering. Is it true?
Okay.
Is this true? It is true. So she's a player, and she's 8 months pregnant with the future US Open champ, and she asked the doctor permission to continue playing golf. Is that basically what happened?
Yes. That is so true. Well, ironically, she would be out there playing this par three executive course in South Pasadena, California, and, you know, out there with their big pregnant belly, and everyone out there would see her and just kind of scratching their head. They're like, this is a strange sight. But they would say, that kid's going to be a golfer, you know? And I don't know, who knows, maybe I was getting the motion, the move in my swing, you know, in the womb as I was developing as a child. So who knows?
Well, is it also true, JJ Spaun, that your dad would hit range balls with you in a stroller watching? So you could.
True.
My God. And that he set up
osmosis.
It's right. And he set up a hitting net in your garage. And when you were old enough to actually use it, you hit everything in there from actual balls to sockets from his toolbox. Is that true?
True. There's video.
There's video of this stuff?
Yeah.
So your folks were like, this guy's going to play golf come heck or high water. Is that basically what was happening?
Yeah. I mean, they didn't like force me. It just was kind of like, that was like our family activity, you know. My dad would work all week, and then they'd go play golf on the weekend. And I was an only child, so I was along for the ride, and, you know, just ended up partaking, you know, at a pretty young age.
And is it true you wanted to be a skateboarder as well as a kid? But, you know,
that is true.
And why did you stop again?
Because I got ran over by a car.
Dude, really?
Wait,
that happened?
That is not the true reason. That's one of the many reasons. I mean, I wasn't good enough, but there were a lot of, I still have scars and, you know, wrist arthritis from falling, honestly. So it was, it's a pretty intense extreme sport to have a take its toll on your body. But yeah, I mean, I eventually wasn't good enough to make anything of it.
Okay. Is it also true you were missed, your diabetes diagnosis was misdiagnosed and you lost damn near 50 pounds and your tour card because of it, essentially? Does that happen?
Yes, that is true.
Why did you want to keep going, JJ? Like, what caused you to just say, you know what? I'm not stopping. You were a walk-on. That I know is a fact, right? At San Diego State, you're an Aztec walk-on. Yep. You know, and clearly you love golf, but why did you say, like, I'm not losing my tour card this way. I'm going to keep going. Why'd you do that?
Well, I definitely was kind of trending that way. When I was still going through my misdiagnosis, it was when I got re-diagnosed and diagnosed correctly that kind of gave me like new life. I obviously started to feel better. I started to keep weight on, get muscle mass back, and I started to perform better too. So obviously playing poor golf is miserable, and doing it week in and week out for, you know, a year on the PGA Tour and just trying to grind and getting nothing out of everything you put in is takes its toll. But you know, when I got correct diagnosis, mm-hmm. it was kind of like new life. And you know, I've just always had that attribute in me to be resilient and never give up. And you know, I've kind of always had a chip on my shoulder, and I wasn't going to let something like that kind of, you know, bring me to my knees.
All right, two more facts here. I love this. A makeshift celebrity, true or false, with great. JJ Spahn.
You're doing great.
Thank you.
Great job.
Hey, man. I'm a professional, sir, just like you.
I know.
Okay.
I know.
True or false, you and your wife have agreed that there's a time limit of your practice. You get 5 hours, and then you got to come back to being a family member. Is that true?
True.
Where did this come? How did this happen?
Well, it started at the Century in Maui, where it's usually the first event of the PGA Tour season. And we went a little early, and, you know, it was our first family trip in a while. It was, you know, kind of post-COVID. And she said, stop going to the golf course for so long. You need to, you know, your family's here. We're in Maui. This is our first time. It's a tournament that only the tournament of winners get into. And she's like, let's cherish this, enjoy it. So you can only go to the golf course today for 5 hours, and you got to come back and be with us and go to the beach and kind of, maybe you need more of a balance. And, you know, I've been doing that, you know, especially that week. I did that, and I ended up finishing fifth at the tournament, which is a good showing. And, you know, it's kind of been kind of the routine now for the last few years.
Okay. And then last one, true or false, you're a Dodger fan. Is that true? LA Dodger fan?
That is true.
Man, it's all coming up roses for you, dude. I mean, oh, look at this. Okay.
Are you a Giants fan?
No, I'm a Yankee fan. You know, the guy on the right just destroyed my October last year. That's all right. And the guy on the left, you know, destroyed a lot of Octobers when he was on the Red Sox, and then last year too. But that's okay. You know, it's okay. But look at that. Is it true you played the AT&T Pebble Breach Pro-Am with Mookie? Did you do that?
Yeah, Mookie was my partner. Yeah, in 2022.
How psyched must you have been on that day?
Yeah,
right?
I mean, at that moment, that was my highlight of my career. You know, play with Mookie Betts, like, it was pretty sweet at Pebble Beach. I don't know if you've been, but it's quite the place to be.
Oh, sure. And he's one of the greatest athletes, period. Right?
Yeah. I mean, it was incredible. He had never played tournament golf ever, and here he is just throwing himself into a PGA Tour Pro-Am, and, you know, just with all eyes on him, you know, he still, you know, teed it up and did well. So it was a blast.
Dude, are you serious? He'd never played. I think the first time he plays tournament golf is, I'll just do Pebble, you know?
Yeah, he didn't. I don't even think he played like a member or anything, like nothing kind of low key. It was just, I'll just jump straight into the Pro-Am, you know?
Wow. That is pretty amazing and pretty cool. Hey, JJ, congratulations. You know, obviously an incredible paycheck. That Jack Nicklaus medal, that's somewhere too, I imagine, right? You were wearing that. I wouldn't have taken that off. you know?
It's in my backpack. Yeah.
In your backpack? What?
Well, I mean, I'm traveling with two kids, Rich. Remember that.
You need to keep it away because they'll put it on. They'll just think it's something that they
Yeah, they'll probably go hide it somewhere. You know, 2 5-year-olds, they hide crap. What'd you do with my phone? Where's my wallet? My credit card's all over the place. It's crazy. I'm not even kidding.
Oh, by the way, I've got 3 kids. I'm with you, man. Obviously, all those Ryder Cup points, FedEx points. You got your invitation, the Open, for the next 10 years, next 5 years for the other 3 majors, exempt status on the tour for 5 years, an invitation to the next 5 player championships. I mean, what would the guy who walked on at San Diego State, lost the tour card, had to get back on Korn Ferry, what would that guy have said if he had heard what I just said to you right now, JJ?
He probably would have said, I believe it. He'd be proud. Totally shown a lot of perseverance. I've kind of, like I said, always had a chip on my shoulder, always had to prove myself. And I think the resiliency has been, the key attribute to me kind of getting to this point in my career where I'm at now.
All right. And then this moment right there, that's got to be on the wall, right? Forevermore.
And first it was the par 3 at Augusta, but we're going to have to switch it out to this one on the 18th green.
Well, you could do both. You know, there's a lot of wall space, I'm sure.
Yeah, you're right.
Both. Yeah, you can have both.
For every major, something.
Yes, sir.
Now we're talking.
I like it. Last question for you, JJ, if you don't mind a moment for me here. I am playing in the American Century Championship in July. I haven't played in that tournament in 21 years. For me to break 100 is truly the greatest day of my life. I am excited to do it, but I'm also a little bit freaking out, JJ. I'm not going to lie. Do you have any advice for me before I go out there with actual humans standing in a gallery with me standing over a tee shot or any shot? Putt, you have any advice for me, JJ?
Yeah, I would just remind yourself you're not a professional golfer. Okay. No one's expecting you to play great.
Okay.
Just go out, have fun.
Thank you.
Keep things light. Sure. Try to make a few pars, settle the nerves early on. Mm-hmm. Then you can start attacking those birdies. You know what I mean?
Oh, I do know what you mean. Oh. I like it.
And if all else fails, just blame your caddy.
Sold. And thankfully, my children will be in summer camp, so they won't be kicking me in the back or vomiting at 3 a.m. the night before.
You'll get your beauty rest. Yes,
man, I couldn't have been more happy to watch what you did. You know, and it's really cool watching Robert McIntyre clapping for you right from the clubhouse. The way you rolled it in, like screw 2-putting. How does a 1-putt sound? You know. It was awesome, and it's a pleasure to meet you, and I hope this is the first of many times that we get to chat here on the program.
Thank you so much, Rich. Pleasure to meet you, too. Thank you so much for having me, and let's do it again soon.
I'd love it. Oh, screw it. One last year. Do you have a football team? Because, I'm an NFL guy. You got an NFL team, JJ?
Unfortunately, during my growing up in L.A., USC was like the football team of that city, so I don't have a strong connection with any team.
JJ, appreciate the time. I know I've kept you probably a little bit too long, but I say thank you.
No problem. Anytime, Rich.
JJ,
take care.
You bet. JJ Spahn, yes. 2025 United States Open champion. Awesome. This is why we watch sports. Yeah, it's for stories 100%. Like that, a family guy like that. Hashtag girl dad, man. You know how I feel about my daughter.
It's awesome.
She's number one.
Stop it.
She's not?
Well, I mean, in terms of daughters in my household, yes.
Or children in your house, people in your household.
Why do you say things like that? That's an outrage.
I'm just taking a guess, really.
An outrage. You saw Cooper here. Like, how would Cooper take that sort of thing?
I wouldn't say it in front of Cooper. I wouldn't hurt his feelings.
and he's bigger than you now, I think.
That was great.
True.
That was great.
It's like 6'6".
I love that. We got a little celebrity true or false in there. They were all true.
That was really cool, man.
That was
man.
Pretty cool.
They were all true.
I just love the getting kicked in the back. He was
That's real.
It's real, right?
It is real and not spectacular.
No.
And not spectacular.
Very real.
I mean, you got to rally together and get through it.
That's pretty dope.
You know? Mm-hmm. And here he is you know, Googling CVS's near me.
3.8 miles.
Are they actually in the morning? 24 hours.
Yeah. You know, and then it's when they're open, going to get it. And apparently, whatever he got worked because the girl was there, beautifully dressed, to celebrate the championship. And that photograph where the trophy is almost, you know, is half the size of his daughter.
Which one was happy that they got to stay up past bedtime?
I believe it was the five-year-old. Yeah. Let me have our name right here. Emerson. I believe Emerson is the one who was happy to stay up late. You know, and, it, you know, dad's like, I'll be honest with you. At some point, dad probably had to say, I'm going to play this U.S. Open. And then when I'm done, we'll win, and then I'm going to sleep.
And then leave me alone.
It's Father's Day. Now leave me alone.
I have a trophy. That's I need to rest.
Most dads just want to be left alone and watch golf or play golf. Yep. And he kind of wanted the same thing, except he had a U.S. Open championship at the end of the day. J.J. Spahn, everybody. Take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk New York Giants football and other rookies. We got a little sense on what the Jaguars might do with Travis Hunter to pass along.
This episode brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever find yourself playing the budgeting game? Shifting a little money here, a little there, and hoping it all works out? Well, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive, you can get a better budgeter and potentially lower your insurance bill too. You tell Progressive what you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll help find you options within your budget. Try it today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Even the safest drivers still encounter unsafe conditions, so it's important they do it in a safe vehicle. And Hyundai's offer available Class Executive Advanced Safety features to help keep you protected against the many challenges the road throws your way. Basically, in a Hyundai, you can drive as safely as possible and enjoy your journey in confidence and style. When you change lanes, signal, check for traffic, and enjoy the added safety of Hyundai's available blind spot view monitor. Constantly scan for dangers and take advantage of Hyundai's standard forward collision avoidance assist to help prevent accidents by alerting you of imminent collisions and automatically applying the brakes. Stay alert at all times and be thankful that Hyundai's standard driver attention warning system monitors your attention levels and can bring your focus back on the road. Safety is all about making the right decisions on the road and when selecting a vehicle. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for details. Let's talk Sleep Number, people. If you're like me, then you are just not yourself when you get a bad night's sleep. Look, sleep plays an important, crucial role in recovery. We're all unique in what we need from our bed, too. That's where Sleep Number can step in. Sleep Number smart beds are the best beds for couples because you can individualize each side. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. It's just 10 numbers apart, but we like our side of the bed the way that we like it. Being able to adjust your bed's firmness after working out, too, for recovery, it's game-changing. So, why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? I just told you, but I'll do it again. So you can choose your ideal comfort on either side. The only bed that lets you make each side firmer or softer whenever you like your Sleep Number setting. And now it's the Sleep Number 4th of July sale. Save over $600 on the Sleep Number P5 King Smart Bed, the lowest price of the season. Limited time, exclusively at a Sleep Number store near you. See the store or sleepnumber.com for details.
Then I went to Frederick, Maryland.
Okay.
Frederick Keys,
Maryland.
And they
Maryland.
Made these bobbleheads, of which this is one of.
Oh, my God, a Shooter McGavin bobblehead.
Shooter McGavin bobblehead.
Yes.
So.
Guys.
Awesome. Yeah,
here it is.
There it is.
We'll have to place this in a very special spot here.
It's pretty funny. He's got the guns out, double barrels, leaning on his putter. It's pretty funny.
Isn't this amazing? Did you realize when you were doing that, Happy Gilmore, that would be something that would stick with you for the rest of your career?
No idea. I don't think anybody knows when they make a movie if it's going to, you know, have legs like this. When it first came out, it was a moderate hit, but now.
Right.
People love it and quote it.
But it's neat that you own this Shooter McGavin thing. Some other actors, I think, might not do that.
Well, yeah, I I enjoyed the movie. I was a joy working with Adam and Dennis Dugan, these wonderful writers, and, you know, it's just Judd Apatow was a co-writer, and these guys are, you know, comedy gold. So
right.
to be with them and to have this movie last as long as it has, it's opened a lot of doors up for me, you know, personally and
sure.
and then professionally. So it's just been a gas.
And did you come up with the shooting?
Yeah, I had no idea why they called him Shooter. Nobody told me anything, so I just started making putts and going, Shooter.
But so that was your call.
That was my call. And the very funny thing about this movie, I've told the story, but forgive me if I've told you before.
It's okay, go for it.
End of the movie. You know how I hate in a golf movie where they cut to the hole and the ball rolls in? I want to say, could you please let me make it? It's about a 32-footer. Mm-hmm. And it's not on a golf green. It's on a botanical garden. So he told me he'd give me like 7 tries. And that's try 5. And I lifted out twice. But people were betting. The crew was going, you never going to do this. And so you see who your friend is? And when I put that baby in there and I did choke on that baby. And I just did that whole Shooter shimmy thing at the end.
That's amazing.
That's the one they left in the movie. And it's so freaking, so freaking wrong.
Fantastic. Christopher McDonald is going to come back on this program.
Excuse me?
He's coming back.
Yeah, he is.
I personally got that from him when I saw him at Tudum.
Oh.
Ta-doom. Yeah, earlier in the month, right there.
How was
back
that?
On the Rich Eisen Show, everybody. Happy Gilmore. We just showed a Christopher McDonald appearance from 2016. He's coming back. Oh, this was a blast, man, with him, Julie Bowen, and Adam Sandler at the Tudum event.
Like I said, you didn't tell us about it, so I'm just watching it.
I didn't.
And you pop up. I'm like, what? And then you did that. And I was like, that was so
I
cool.
like surprising what everybody.
It was a surprise. It was.
Well, what can I tell you? I went, I saw, I conquered. All three said they would appear on this program when it's time. So
I like your style.
Julie Bowen could not have been more delightful.
I believe it.
She was awesome.
Victoria Julie Bennett.
Bowen's I'd never hilarious. Met her before.
Oh, the first time?
Yes. I'd never met her before. And you know what? She is from Balmer. I believe likes the Ravens, but that night she was leaving to get out of there right away because the Knicks and Pacers were playing that, you know, final game of their series.
She was trying to go see it.
She's a big Knicks fan.
Oh, word?
Oh, yeah. So, at any rate, we'll have lots to talk about when she's here. New York Giants are wrapping up their or conducting their mandatory mini camp. You want to hear from Jameis? I know everybody loves hearing from Jameis.
I love Jameis.
Jameis Winston's in New York City as a quarterback of the Giants competing for the job. You know, it's him.
Competing for which job?
The quarterback job.
The starting?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
I know. What do you mean?
It's Russ's gig.
I know. It sounds like it. It looks like it.
Yeah.
Last year, Russ spent part of his summer pushing a sled.
Well, those days are over.
I think they should be. You know, I imagine he would be. No longer pushing a sled.
I would hope so.
But he's in the quarterback room with Jameis Winston and Jackson Dart and Tommy Cutlets.
It's a fun room.
And Jameis was talking about being in this quarterback mix for the Giants. Roll tape.
I believe that we all have something to prove to ourselves. You know, the first story that Russ shared with me was his locker position. He's sitting in the same locker that he sat in when he won the Super Bowl with the Seattle Seahawks. So I think that gives some type of context of what it means to him. And every year, especially at the quarterback position, there's only one of us. So we have to approach that with a type of integrity and a type of responsibility that no one else has.
Mm-hmm. He wants the gig.
He'd be the most entertaining to be the Giants starting quarterback, that's for sure.
Well, again, it's going to be Russ, and if he gets hurt, Russ gets hurt or is thoroughly ineffective, it'll be Jameis time. Jackson Dart will not get time as the starting quarterback of the New York Giants.
Until when?
If I had to guess it right now.
December?
Thanksgiving? I would say next year.
At all?
Yeah. Hmm. I'd go next year.
Interesting. Who do you think Malik Nabers wants to be QB1?
whoever throws him the football.
Right.
I don't think he's got anything other than that thought in his head. Get me the football. I will love you.
Yeah.
You know? So Jackson Dart, I'm sure, is going to get some time in preseason and he'll look good, and he'll get some time in training camp and he'll look good. But this is one of those things. If I'm the Giants, you know, their defense is stupendous. Don't turn the damn thing over, which, as you know, is not Jameis's forte. Jameis's forte is to just throw into windows and light it up to a point of 400 yards, 500 yards, win some games. I think the Giants would take that sort of stuff while Dart marinates. And if in any way, shape, or form the Giants can have a winning season thanks to their defense or close enough, let Dart just sit and watch. And that way, you know, again, Daboll is still the guy. I know the Giants owners like this guy a lot. And I think that's part of the reason why he's still there. Daboll is the guy that was, you know, on the Alabama sideline helping both Tua and Jalen Hurts get better. He was the guy that was there for Josh Allen. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, he knows what he's doing. Mm. It just depends on getting everything else right around this person. This is what he had to say on the subject matter.
How would you describe how Jackson has handled everything this spring and how he's done?
Yeah, he's done excellent. He's picking up the information. It's really good to have Russ and Jameis and even Tommy, because Tommy's been in this system for a few years here, and he's kind of the head statesman in terms of that and all the adjustments that take place or the calls. He's fit right in with those guys. He's smart. He's aggressive with the football, which I like. And then, you know, the true test will be once we start and there's live hitting and preseason games and things like that. But he's progressed, you know, since he's been here to where he's not. He's made good improvement.
Russ went 6-2 with the Steelers before things fell apart last year, right? Jameis had a nice run with the Browns last year before things fell apart there. You weave together those two guys, you're not going to turn to Jackson Dart unless it's just a complete and total disaster, right? A total disaster. And at that point in time, that's maybe when you start to try and save your own gig, to say, I at least have shown you, we're going to show you how this kid has come along. But you got the right guy, I think, in terms of figuring out what the quarterback can do. Daniel Jones was just limited in what he was able to affect.
He wasn't healthy.
For whatever reason. He wasn't healthy, but then again, that game in Munich, I saw it. They had this trick play all called up, a flea flicker, and Jones, I think he threw it away, or he ate it, or he got sacked or something. I forget what the result is. All I know is as I'm calling the game, I'm watching Daboll hopping mad at the top of my field of vision on the opposing sideline. And, you know, hopping mad. And Kurt Warner, his analysis, like, this play worked.
Yeah.
You know, you call the right play, and then you're the one who looks like a dummy. You're the one who looks like you're ineffectual. There's lots that goes into all this. I don't know. I feel like Giants fans who are waiting for something to happen, they tried for Stafford. I know that for a fact. Everyone keeps talking about it, too. He just didn't want to move east. He didn't want to stop. I mean, the Giants are not ready to win the Super Bowl now. Rams can do it right now, and he stays put where his family likes it. I mean, that's just the timing wasn't right, and the location wasn't right, and it wasn't right. They tried. I mean, Rodgers, he's got 1 year left, one would think, playing football. Like, that ain't it right now to win a Super Bowl. So Russ is there, Jameis is there, Tommy is there. They draft a kid. We'll see if that's going to be the right move in terms of the kid. But in terms of having somebody who knows how to bring a kid along, he kind of, I, You could do a whole lot worse than Brian Daboll. I know that sounds like a backhanded compliment. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. We'll take your phone calls and wrap up with some insight on what the Jaguars might be thinking for Travis Hunter. And all I can say is, I like it.
With a Venmo debit card, you can Venmo more than just your friends. You can use your balance in so many ways. You can Venmo everything. Need gas? You can Venmo this. How about snacks? You can Venmo that. Your favorite band's merch? You can Venmo this. Or their next show? You can Venmo that. Visit Venmo.me/debit to learn more.
You can Venmo this, or you can Venmo that. You can Venmo this, or you can Venmo that. You can Venmo.
The Venmo MasterCard is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. pursuant to license by MasterCard International Incorporated. Card may be used everywhere MasterCard is accepted. Venmo purchase restrictions apply.
My day kicks off with a refreshing Celsius energy drink, then straight to the gym. Pre-K pickup, back home to meal prep. Time for my fire station shift. One more Celsius, gotta keep the lights on. When the 3-alarm hits, I'm ready. Celsius. Live. Fit. Go. Grab a cold, refreshing Celsius at your local retailer or locate now at Celsius.com.
Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Did you see there was a spectacular pitching performance in the Men's College World Series?
I did hear about this, yeah.
How many people thought if this was Kerry Wood's kid? Anybody thought about it?
It was like a thought real quick. Like,
I I didn't even think about that. Yeah. I guess I should have.
We were reading his name, and I said, Gage Wood, and I thought,
I just thought that was a cool name for a
no-hitter with 19 strikeouts? That doesn't name Wood? That didn't put a light bulb over
it? No, it didn't.
Put the light bulb over the head of one Sean Mitchell. Pop it up on the screen here. Give me the more impressive Wood performance. One extra
Wood.
Strikeout, but one extra hit. And one extra strike thrown and just three extra pitches. What do you think?
It will always be Kerry Wood.
I was there on SportsCenter that day. We were watching it. It was an afternoon game in Wrigley, and we were all sitting there in the newsroom watching it. Couldn't believe it. One strike. I mean, that, I guess what you'd call it, a sweeper now, right?
Yeah, the one, yeah. It'd be a sweeper now.
Right?
Yeah.
We call them sweepers. I mean, Wood would start it at the right-handed hitter, and it would cross the entire plate and finish in the left-handed hitter's batter's box.
Yeah, low and away, too, yeah. Kerry Wood was awesome. That's one of the greatest pitching performances ever.
Ever, right?
Yeah.
But
true. But the
College World Series no-hitter with 19 strikeouts.
To give him props, Brockman and I were watching the highlights. And first of all, he was so amped. And he was so, like, feeling it. And then he'd get to the dugout and they'd show him. And he just would sit there with his back up against the wall. And nobody would,
that's the way it works,
come around
right?
him. And he'd get out there and he's just throwing heat and screaming and yelling. And it just looked amazing.
Pig suey.
And then after he got the last out, the way he was pointing to the Arkansas and his chest to the crowd, and it was pretty dope.
How about that? College World Series no-hitter with 19 strikeouts. So was it a walk? Did he walk somebody?
Well, at one point, it looked like he hit a batter. And I said to Chris, I think that guy leaned in. And I think what happened
is that what it was?
Yeah, he hit a batter. Yeah,
that's why it was not a perfect game?
Right.
I thought they had said the batter leaned in.
Uh-huh.
But, no.
So you choose Kerry over
I choose Kerry Wood. He did against two Hall of Famers.
What, Bagwell and Biggio?
Yeah, in that lineup. Moises Alou, great player, obviously. And
who's in that lineup?
And the professionals. Biggio, Derek Bell, good player. Moises Alou, Brad Ausmus.
Current bench coach of the New York Yankees, have lost four in a row.
Obviously, Biggio and Bagwell.
Yeah.
Who got the lone hit? Some guy named Ricky Gutierrez.
Ricky Gutierrez. I remember him. It sounds like one of those players that's available on MLB The Show that Cooper will just say out of the blue, Dad, was Ricky Gutierrez any good? I get literally six of those questions a day. Who was the one? Lance Berkman was the one yesterday. Dad, was Lance Berkman good?
Lance Berkman was good.
I know, for a while. Yeah. But again, he views it like a Hall of Fame good, or I'm like, no.
Pretty good. Hall of pretty good.
Right? Lance Berkman. That was that one. Jason Bay was the other day.
Jason Bay. I should write
down the names that he asked me what's any good, and I'll come in every day and we'll report them
Jason
back.
Jason Bay got paid by the Mets and then was awful.
Cooper, who was driving, when TJ said that he wasn't my favorite child. Back here in the Rich Eisen Show, Cooper Eisen heard, apparently.
Yeah, he did.
You accused Taylor of being my favorite child.
He gets it.
Well, he doesn't. Get it.
One more. I did not know
that. Yeah.
See,
Cooper was driving with Suze. And I'm like, what if he heard it? And then she texted us during the commercial break saying he's actually driving with me right now. He heard every word you said. So you want to take it back, TJ?
I mean, Coop's my man, but I can't take that back.
Oh, my word.
You know what I mean? Daddy's girl. That's a real thing.
I mean, you're going to see him at Fanatics Fest Saturday.
Oh, word?
So he might have something to say to you in person.
Is he going
to
stick around the extra 7 hours between your show and when we go on? I don't know.
I think we're going to spend the day there, yeah. Hmm. You know. We'll spend the day there. I mean, I assume you're going to show up at least an hour early. You should.
Yeah. Oh,
you should go walk around.
I'm going to.
You should.
Sure.
You should see everybody.
Yeah.
There's wrestling people everywhere.
Everywhere.
Well, I'm not just worried about them. Like, there's.
I mean, Triple H was in the green room when we were there last year.
LeBron's there. Brady's there. There's a ton of people.
Okay.
Going to be at this.
You're there. O'Shea Jackson Jr. Will he be there? Has he gotten his fight yet?
Look, man.
Will he be there?
I got accused of being a snitch yesterday, so I ain't saying nothing.
I can't wait till there's just a little like phone stand and it's O'Shea on FaceTime while you're doing the podcast.
Did he call you Snitchy McRat yesterday?
Well, that's how you ended the show.
Well,
yeah.
He called you that.
It's unnecessary. No. Hostile work environment, like he says.
Man, we can't.
He brings the hostility.
That's not necessarily true.
Guys, I am rooting for the Jacksonville Jaguars to realize that they have a unicorn who's young enough to play every damn snap. And every possible way he can. That's it. I'm hoping they do it. Everybody's like, oh, I don't know. I mean, it's just a lot. I mean, one Big 12 is one thing. NFL is another thing. I mean, being prepared for the NFL game is different from preparing for the Big 12 game. I get it. I understand it. Who did I ask this question of the other day? And, you know, what's the difference? I know what the difference is, but, you know. You know, when you're playing in the Big 12, you're the big man on campus. You're playing the NFL. The other 11 guys you're playing against, they're all big men on campus.
Mm-hmm.
I understand. Travis Hunter should play every damn snap for the Jacksonville Jaguars. I want to see it. Just once. Just give me one game of it and then tell me I'm nuts or he's in a cold tub or he has a problem or he's gonna get killed. James Gladstone on Sirius XM NFL radio with our buddy Andrew Siciliano. Andrew got the question off. Let's play him every snap, James. What do you say? What do you got?
I will truly tell, and I think the thing that you can, in fact, lean into at this stage is he does not tire. He has got a spark. He has got the energy, the capacity from a physical standpoint just to be able to do it is certainly there. It'll be in terms of one game to the next. Where does it fit? Where does it make the most sense? Certain game plans might dictate usage differently. So time will truly tell, and I don't know that one game to the next is going to be the exact same, but putting a number on it at this stage is, I think, probably premature. But look forward to seeing how it really plays itself out here and him earning his spot on both sides. Certainly going to be an opportunity for him. Got to take advantage of it here down the stretch.
Does he sound like Les Snead? So he picked up a lot from Les, including the cadence, right?
The cadence, for sure.
Does it sound like the Les cadence right there?
Yeah.
Let's go, James. Week to week. Fine. All right. I get it. Give me the Jaguars schedule. Let me see it.
Oh.
No, I'm not doing the win-loss.
Oh, I thought you were
going to. No, I'm not.
The Jaguars.
I just want to see it. You want to talk week to week? Game for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Carolina.
Home against Carolina.
They should win.
Well, I mean, do we do every snap there? We're ramping it up.
Oh, I think we're ramping.
We're ramping?
We're ramping.
Here's what I want. I want ramping all the way to week 5. Home against the Kansas City Chiefs. You're going to have to play tough defense against that offense.
Monday night.
And you're going to need points to score against that defense. Okay? All right? Let's go. Monday night football on ESPN. Okay? Against the defending AFC champion, Kansas City Chiefs. You know, if you're staying point for point with Mahomes, you need every last possible quiver arrow in your arsenal. You know what I mean? And to stop that defense with that Hall of Fame defensive coordinator, right? With Spags out there, you know he's going to have something dialed up here, right? Let's go every snap, Monday Night Football, in front of the whole friggin' country.
I mean, you know they're going to have a little counter in the bottom, right? They should, the graphics team.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's ramp. We're ramping, okay? Week one, I get it. A little wet his beak a little bit.
He's into
it. You know what I mean? At Cincinnati, tough, you know.
Probably a little bit more on defense. They might need a little bit more on D.
Let's go more on defense there. But a few on offense. Home against Houston.
Okay, now we're starting to play a little bit more.
Now we're ramping.
Now we're ramping.
You know what I mean? We're ramping. At San Francisco, we're ramp it up a little more.
Yeah, 80%.
And then I know it's an extra day. You're getting an extra day. Nope. Monday, October 6th, against Mahomes and that offense that Rashee Rice has said it's going to be off the hook.
More
right?
Explosive.
More explosive.
Yep.
So you need explosive yourself. You need Travis Hunter out there to make sure Brian Thomas isn't going to get all that Spags attention.
Spags attention.
You know what I mean? And then defensively, I mean, he's got to be out there making sure that Mahomes isn't going off. Every snap. Monday Night Football, October 6th. There you have it. We just discovered what to do. That's our plan.
Good plan.
That's our plan.
That's a great plan, right?
It's a great plan.
Until
he's a young buck. Let's go.
That's a great plan. Until, let's just say, I don't know. I saw the Niners.
I don't want to hear it. It's negative.
It's not negative.
That's
it's realistic.
On my part, you're half empty over there.
Not necessarily. I'm just trying to give you a scenario, like Tribe Called Quest. Let's just say he's playing the Niners, and he catches a slant across the middle, and Fred Warner decleats him, and then he's got to get up.
Let's not run that route against the Niners.
And then he's got to get up and try to guard Ricky Purcell.
I don't like it. I don't know, you know, man. What I'm looking at right now? My glass is half full with his offensive snaps, and then we're filling it to the top with the defensive snaps in time for a full glass of Travis Hunter on Monday Night Football on ESPN for the whole country to see. Maybe that's an ABC game, too. And then the Mannings can get Dion sitting there. Let's go. You're welcome. I'm programming multiple networks for Disney.
You want Travis Hunter there for a good time or a long time?
I want what I want. And what I want is what America wants to see is this kid playing every snap.
I want to see Travis Hunter play for 13, 15 years.
And he
will.
That's
not the way to do it.
But it starts with a Monday Night Football week five after a ramping up. You're welcome. That's your plan. That's my plan. Sticking to it.
Coach Eisen.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
Inside the opening 45 seconds. What a goal! With that cannon of a left foot. All even at one.
Never miss a game.
What a start for the United States.
Shot for distance. What a goal!
Never miss a moment.
Exquisite from the San Diegan.
Can he finish? Yes, he can!
Yeah! The U.S. Soccer Podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.